Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, 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 our Beamer friends. Welcome to Monday, the last day of January, which I'm having trouble saying out loud. I can't believe how fast January has gone. And I am here with great, I am Belinda Casper, and I'm a team manager here in Jacksonville, Florida. And I have a wonderful partner across the entire country, Greg Peterson from California. Greg, how are you doing today?
I am doing amazing, and you know what? I think I did the same thing as you. I blinked after New Year's Eve, and here we are on January 31st. I can't believe it.
It is crazy how fast time flies, but you know what? Time flies when you're having fun, right?
Most definitely, and we are definitely doing that.
We are having a ball, and today we are going to be talking about setting appointments. As everybody probably knows by now, our Monday calls are called the Quick Start Program. We are following the Blueprint for Foundational Success that's in the e-learning tab, and we're taking a subject a week and kind of deep diving into it, but we really encourage everybody to go and watch the videos on the tab in their back office under the e-learning. It's called Blueprint for Foundational Success. There's amazing information, amazing videos, and a lot of documents to support all that we're talking about. So what we want to just do a couple little housekeeping items for people, and then we're going to start talking about setting appointments. But we really are asking everyone who's on the call to be able to raise their hand and come in and tell us how they might be able to open that door and set appointments for people. But a couple reminders that we do have our blog talks are recorded, and we know that they are amazing resources for every distributor and team member. So you can get any of the recordings for our Quick Start program or Testimonial Tuesday or Accountability Wednesday or Equine Thursday. You can reach any one of those by going to blogtalkradio.com/IB, as in boy, D as in dog, and S as in Sam. blogtalkradio.com/IBDS. And we also have a Facebook group that's created for people to get connected. It's called Quick, and then there's a space, Start Support Group. That's in Facebook. That's Quick, space, Start Support Group. You will need to answer your questions, two questions. What is your IBD number, and have you attended an academy or not? And so we want to ask you to help us make this a really interactive, engaging conversation, and how we're going to talk about some guidelines for setting appointments, but we want to hear from you. So let's start with what it means to be setting an appointment. It's calling somebody up or speaking to them, and it's setting up a time to get your prospect to the next step. Perhaps that's to watch a video, to attend an online presentation, to meet for coffee, to attend a live presentation. But, you know, Greg, can you talk about what it is not? What is an appointment setting we are trying to avoid when we're setting an appointment?
Oh boy, yeah, and I think I learned from experience on this one. So when you're setting up appointments and the things that you want to avoid, and actually we can go back a couple steps. Number one, you want to show respect and honor the other person's time and listen to what they are saying. So if they say that they are extremely busy, please respect that, but communicate with them and find out what time or day may work best for them or when you can recontact them. Because the last thing that you want to avoid is just to be badgering someone. Because let's face it, we all have our own lives. We all have our own things that we're working on, whether it's minor day-to-day items or more critical things, or maybe a family member that's taken ill, and your mind is obviously focused on that. The last thing you want is somebody that is badgering you, that's blowing up your phone on text messages and on emails. These are total turnoffs. You want to respect the other person, and when you show that respect, they will honor you and they will work with you and everything will become much more fluid. Can you think of anything, other items there, Belinda?
Yeah, you know, a lot of times too, we have a tendency to try to tell everybody everything about Beamer, and we get excited and we say everything and they get overwhelmed. So when you're really trying to set an appointment, you really don't want to explain what is Beamer. You don't really want to talk about the science. Casey even has a great recommendation. Don't even say the word Beamer. When you're talking to them and you understand the need, you kind of say, I might have something that might be able to help you. Would you watch a video if I sent it to you? And they'll say, what's that about? And I work for a medical company. It's a bioelectronic magnetic energy regulation. And so she doesn't say the word Beamer because she doesn't want them to look it up and do their own research. The intent of setting an appointment is really to continue to walk people through the process. It's helping them. What we consider in a sale, and I know everybody says, I don't want to do selling, but if you're talking about the Beamer, you're selling. It's the beginning of that funnel. It's getting that engagement started and just taking them to the next level. So there's a lot of different ways that you would have a different type of an engagement based on the kind of people that you're working with. So, Greg, you know, you're an amazing athlete. I bet you talk to athletes all the time. How do you get an appointment set for somebody to watch a video or to get engaged if you're talking to an athlete? What do you say?
Oh, wow. So when I'm just talking to an athlete, I'm just asking them, what are they doing for their training? How's their diet coming along? Maybe what their workout regimen is. And then I mentioned, I just ask them, I go, have you used the Beamer yet to help with your recovery? Because it all comes down to the three R's, rest, recovery, regeneration. This is what I use. This is what I found out that works best for me, and these were the results. Have you had a chance to try it out yet? And so then they're like, no, I haven't. And I just mentioned to them, listen, I can let you try it out for free here. This is something that is you'll find in doctor's offices, physical therapy places, different things like that. And did you know that they even charge up to $45 a session? I'll come out and let you try it out for free because it changed my life. And it's something that's really simple to use. So I just keep it very light. Mm-hmm. I just keep it very light. And then, in fact, I'll show them the green video, too, and because they'll go, well, what is it? And I'll go, instead of me trying to explain what it is, let me show you. And so I show them the green video. And when I'm showing them the green video, I explain to them, I go, do you realize that these little vessels you see on this green video here, you could get 5 to 6 of those in one single strand of hair. That's how small this is. And this is 74% of our body, and nothing else works at this level. So imagine if you could flush out all your lactic acid and getting all the nutrients to your targeted cells. And I tell them also, I go, now just remember, we don't have just microcirculation to our muscles. What about your digestive tract? What about your lungs? I go, this helps with everything, your oxygen uptake, the ability to move your blood better, the quality of your blood, ability to uptake fluids, water, nutrition. I go, everything is enhanced.
Yeah, that's great information when you've made that appointment to tell them about Beamer. So, because sometimes it's a matter of making the appointment to say, I'd like to tell you more. And that's when you get into all of that kind of information that you're talking about. I think that's great. You know what I do when I meet with somebody, make an appointment with somebody in network meetings? I just basically try to say, so I'm in BNI, which is a business networking international group. It's a pretty formal networking group, but I also do some more casual networking groups. I usually try to schedule at least one-to-one with somebody in those meetings. So when I set an appointment for them, I don't try to sell them the Beamer. I just try to say, you're out and about meeting a lot of people. I'd love for you to understand this technology. And so I schedule time for, sometimes I'm just meeting them for coffee, or if possible, I might bring them over and have them do a session, and then we'll do a share where I'm learning what they're doing, what they do, and sharing what we do. Or I might do it as a Zoom call, you know, but I'm setting an appointment. I'm not trying to, I don't try to sell anything. I just try to educate. And that one-to-one, real casual way of saying, I'd love to learn what you do, and I'd love to share what I do, and let's just learn so we might be able to help each other and be referral partners. That takes a lot of pressure off. So I thought that might help some people as well. And, you know, Greg, you meet people socially all the time. You know, we don't want to bomb them when we're having at a cocktail or any kind of party. We don't bomb them with all the information about Beamer, but we just want to be able to set an appointment. So how do you go about doing that?
So when I go about doing that in a social setting, I don't go in there with a salesman strapped to my forearm or anything like that. you're going in as an individual that is just getting to know other people. And this is where we work on our listening skills. And this is where we learn how to just slowly drip, or as we would say, plant a seed. That's it. Don't go in there, don't be pushy, because trust me, word travels, because all you need to do is be pushy to one person, and then they're nudging the person next to them, and they're saying, stay away from that guy over there, he's going to hit you up on this Beamer thing, and the whole, all that. So in a social setting, just get to know other people, find out like one or two specific things about a person. Everybody has something that they would love to be able to share about their lives, whether it's their kid or they've done a certain event or they developed or had a hobby or different things like that. Associate at least one or two items with the person that you're meeting. And then when they're talking with you, you can just say, hey, you know what, I just share an amazing medical device with people, and it's really changing people's lives. It's changed my life, and, you know, I love it. And just leave it at that. And don't take it any further. And I know that might feel frustrating for some people, but if they are actually interested, they will come back to you, and they will ask you more. And so if they come back and go, well, what is it? Then once again, instead of me trying to tell you what it is, let me just show you. And I just show them the green video. And if you
making that appointment just to get that next step is the best way to go about doing that. That's fabulous.
Exactly.
And, you know,
Just really quick, this is why that green video is so important. It puts a visual in their mind. And from that, it's like a strong foundation that you can grow upon from there. So go ahead, Glenda.
Yeah, no, and I was going to say, you know, we know that our friends and family are sometimes the most difficult. So, you know, we do want to make sure that we're really just sharing with them that something we're doing, and like you were saying, you lean into it. If they want to know more, you're going to tell them. But, you know, as we said, this appointment setting is just getting people to that next step. So it's nice and easy. But those friends and family, we all have to make sure people realize that it's sometimes our most difficult. So the beauty of being new in Beamer, you can use the friends and family to say, listen, I am so excited about this product. I would love to see if you could help me be able to explain it better or help me in being able to do an effective demo. So you could take that newness opportunity to ask your friends or family to help you. But again, remember, when we're setting the appointment, this is not to explain everything or show everything. It's for us to be able to get them to the next step. That's all part of that capturing their attention. So, you know, I do want to also remind everybody to please press 1 on their phone, and that gives us a little hand raise that says you want to share. We would love to get some input from those out in the field. We have over 50 callers today. We'd love to get some people out on the field that can tell us what they might have done that has been very successful in setting appointments. But, you know, Greg, you started to touch on one of the big keys to success, and that is listening. Do you want to talk about some of those keys to success to help people in getting successful in establishing an appointment?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening, Belinda. What was that again you were saying? No, I'm just
I was going to say, you always do a great job of talking about listening and one of the keys to success, but I know there are some other keys to success. I thought you might be able to rattle that off while we're waiting for people to raise their hand and join our conversation.
Okay, you bet. Well, and obviously that one went right over your head. I'm trying to make a little funny. But yes, listening is a huge, huge thing. So what we need to do is when we're listening to people, there will always be key things that another person, when they're talking with you, can possibly share that are those items that you can kind of zoom in on. Whether it be them talking and mentioning about whether it's, you know, poor sleep or, you know, I've really been suffering from anxiety lately, or I haven't had as much energy during the day. I'm struggling to get through the day, or, gosh, you know, I twisted my ankle and I just can't get it to recover like I used to. And, you know, these are all things where you can just go, guys, you know what? I know exactly how you feel. I was feeling the same way. This is where that feel, felt, found comes in. You know what? I totally understand where you're coming from. I felt the very same way, and this is what I found. So just being able to listen to those key things when you're in a general conversation, and it'll come more naturally. Just remember, what are all the key things that Beamer can do for us? Remember on our PowerPoint presentation that the company has so graciously put together for us in our back office under our distributor library? We have those PowerPoints in there, and they have all the key things that Beamer does for us. So kind of instill those in you, because those are the foundational target points that we can be listening for when we are in general conversation about somebody. And then you may just want to say, you know, if you want to learn more about something that might be able to help, I can share something with you, and then tell them your story. Just say, listen, this is what I found. I learned about this one product, and I was suffering like you were. I got on this thing, and I tell you what, it's really turned my life around. And I think of it like this. I go, you know what? If I saw a really good movie, I'd want to share it with you. And learning about this, it's no different. It's changed my life, and I want to share it with you. And so then you want to, during this engagement, is get to the next step. And so if they ask more questions, you can automatically go into a three-way phone call. You might have a couple different people that you could have available on your phone and just try to reach out, and you can get someone else on the line and just say, hey, you know what? I've got a friend of mine that might be able to explain this a little bit better than me. Let me give them a quick call, because that way I'm able to learn also. Now, this is something where you definitely know the answer to it, but it allows the individual to have a third party come in, and let's face it, a professional or a specialist is that one that is like a few miles away, just a phone call away type of thing. So this way, the individual is hearing another testimonial, which only enhances what you're already trying to convey to them. And this is where we kind of say we play our newness to the individual and just basically play dumb and let the tools that Beamer has put together professionally do the work. And I cannot tell you how many times, and I raised my hand on this one, I was the first to do this as well, because coming from the medical field, I was so proud to learn all this amazing medical technology, language, and all of this information that was spinning in my head. And I would tell people all of this, but they would look at me with the deer's eyes and the headlights sort of thing, and they're like, that's wonderful, but I could never do that. So we want to lead by example. Is it good to have all this knowledge in our brains? You bet, because it gives us confidence when we are approaching other people. We can stand tall, our shoulders back, and we know we can share in a very positive manner. So what we want to be able to do is just be able to share things in a very comfortable, easy way. Can you watch this? You bet. Awesome. Do you have any more questions? Yeah, you know, there's something, you know, I have some questions. You know, what's your company? You know, what's the story on the company? You know what? I've got something that I can share with you that will explain it so much better, because, and I tease them, I go, I can't even draw a stick figure. So let me show you this, and it'll explain it so much better. And I show them the 8-minute story. And then after that, I go, do you have any more questions? And that's kind of where we lead into the 3-way phone call at that time, and then setting them up for an appointment to get them on the Beamer. Now, we're getting to the point, too, where we have a lot of people on the call today. All you need to do is press the number 1 on your phone, and that will raise your hand on our computer screen here, and we can call upon you. And we would like to get your input or ideas at this point in time in our call to get some input from the field. Everybody has experiences out there, and Belinda and I want to be able to open this up to where we're not just reading from a script or sharing our ideas, but we truly want this to be a team effort. So in doing so, we want to also get your guys' input of what have you found, what tools have worked best for you. For example, when you're in a store or different things, what are some things that you have noticed or have said to people that have led to something? So now I see we've got a caller. We've got 515-205. I'm trying to activate you here, and you should be live on Blog Talk.
Hey there, Steve G from Iowa. How are you guys today?
Great,
hey,
how are
Steve?
You?
Good, sir.
I've been listening today, and I think there's been a lot of things right on point of what you guys have mentioned. One of the simple things of starting the conversation would be, how are you presenting yourself? And what I mean by that, you have a logo that you could be wearing on your apparel. You have a shirt that you might have invested in that has Beamer on it. And the best conversation is one that they bring up. And they're asking you is, okay, what is Beamer? And that's about one of the easiest ways of starting a conversation is just wearing something.
That is absolutely correct. You know, I've had some people that say they went and they wear their name tags all the time, because people will say, well, what is Beamer? That is a great reminder, Steve. Thank you for that. And just as a reminder, if you are wearing a name tag, we always have to say independent Beamer distributor under that to maintain compliance. But having we have fabulous stuff in our Beamer gear for wonderful shirts that have Beamer logos on it. I know somebody that had a great sale because they had a beach bag that said Beamer. So, Steve, what a great reminder. Thank you so much for
sharing
that. You're welcome, guys. Thank you. And thanks for being brave and coming on our call. You were the first one on today's call. I appreciate that.
Okay. Great day.
Yeah, you too. You have a fabulous day. You know, Greg, the Beamer company just continues to invest in us. We all know that there is our new website that is out. Even though there's some glitches on it, it is beautiful and it is incredible. And they also invested in creating this foundational for Blueprint for Success, and they have professional videos that they have in that module. So I want to remind people that they should be watching those videos, and they're nice, digestible, easy to access videos, but there's also some amazing tools that you can download. There's some documents. You go up to the paperclip and you can download it. One of them is call scripts. So let's say you have a variety of different ways how to introduce the Beamer. But, you know, nice little easy scripts that you might be able to get some ideas from. They also have email templates that you could be using as a follow-up from your conversation or texting templates. There's also the product testimonial guidelines, so you can get comfortable with sharing your success story. Your testimonial statement worksheets. They have the AIDA video, which is really the way to think about how we're walking people through the process. You know, when we're talking about setting an appointment, we're really in that attention stage. But then we have the interest stage and the opportunity for us to get people interested. That people can stay there for quite a while whenever we're creating that information and that interest. And then D is for desire, and we get them to the desire to buy, and we help them do that. Maybe financial support, you know, helping them with finding financial solutions and so forth. And the action of ordering and setting them up and training. So that's the AIDA path that you can hear from a lot of different companies in the sales arena, but also the video on how to do a compliant testimonial. So, you know, all of that is easily accessible just by going to that to your back office and going to the e-learning tab. So Steve shared the great idea of wearing Beamer on your shirt or wearing a name tag. If there's anybody else that has any other ideas, we would love to hear from you. And you know what? Sometimes making a mistake is also a great lesson. So if you've had any mistakes, we'd love to hear those too, because then that way we could learn from them. So, you know, Greg, we have also a lot of fabulous meetings that you can invite people to. That's one of the great ways you can engage somebody, is inviting them to an online call. So Beamer is creating standard online regular calls that we have the opportunity to invite people to. So this week we have that was my space heater down in Florida. I needed a little space heater. Sorry about that. So we have Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern time is our product introduction. It's about a 30-minute presentation. And then 9 p.m. Eastern time is your athletic conversation. That's happening every single week. So anybody you want to introduce to the Beamer or any athlete you want to introduce to the Beamer, you have those times every single week for 8 and 9 o'clock. On Thursday, there is always a Beamer business discussion at 8 p.m. Eastern time. All of those are accessible by BeamerMeetings.com. Now, this week, we also have an equine call at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesday, and that is to introduce anyone that might be interested in learning about the Beamer equine set. So that's not always every single Wednesday. We hope to get that on a regular basis, but we're working on that. But those are fabulous calls to invite people to. Another thing that's happening next week is Dr. Burka's medical conversation. So on Monday, on the 7th of February, which I'm struggling with even saying that we're into the February here. But on Monday, the 7th of February, we have the, he's having the Medical Monday, and that's for any type of healthcare professional. So if anybody is licensed in the healthcare field, they can register for attendance. So that's one of the things you send the link to people to register, because they do want to make sure that, those are people who are certified medical professionals. So that can be anybody that has any initials after their name, but you want to send them that registration, and you get that registration by going to your back office and you go to the distributor library and you go to the tab that has that information, your national direct calendar, and you go to the Monday call and you'll have that link. But Wednesday is Wellness Wednesday, and that is for everybody. And Dr. Berker's calls are phenomenal. He always brings in medical professionals that are using the Beamer, and I highly recommend that. So we just listed, 5-6 calls that you can invite people to, which that's the intent of sending an appointment, right? And Greg, I see somebody else has raised their hand. We have 831-760. 831-760. You are now live on Blog Talk.
Yeah, good morning. This is Sibylla from Monterey, California.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am good. So because you are asking for some tips, my favorite one is once I speak in with somebody and make the invitation to come for an appointment and they say yes, I always point out, bring a friend or bring your husband, your wife, just someone in addition. So it's always good for them after a session or a demo just to have somebody to speak about, and then they can share experiences. But it's also for me more easy because they already bring somebody I don't know. So maybe then this second person will also be interested and I don't need to look for a second person right away. So they already bring a new person into my life too. And that's especially a nice thing to do during fast track. So people who are on the fast track game, it just makes it more easy to have more new people coming in. To have the
ball.
You know, and that's
Greg,
one of the
things. Greg, isn't that a great
idea?
Go ahead, Greg.
You know, these are the things that I absolutely forget, and that is a huge point to bring up. And in fact, not this weekend, but the weekend before last, I was over in Mesa, and I was covering for my friend that has a booth at the Mesa Market. And when you're working just on one individual, you can share the information, you can get them on the Beamer. But what we find that works even more powerful is when you have other people sitting around and they're also on the Beamer and they're getting up and they're going, wow, you know, I just experienced this and I experienced that. And you'll have those individuals that don't feel anything at all, but they're looking around and they're hearing these success stories that are right in front of them. And then we have people coming in that are saying, hey, I've got one of those, best thing I've ever purchased. And then they walk out. And these people are looking going, oh, my gosh. So the more people that you have in the room and they're sharing their positive experiences only enhance and it solidifies what you're already sharing with that new individual. And it just makes it so much easier. So when we're setting up appointments and you ask an individual to bring a friend, family member, bring as many people as you want and just say, we'll just have a little Beamer party. Just have fun. Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and good luck on fast track.
Yes, what you mentioned on fast track is a thank you so much. What you just mentioned on fast track is a great way to create the behaviors of making those appointments. And And it's a contest that's going on right now. It was week one just ended, so you can't get in now, but keep your eye out to join a fast track team. It is a great way to create the behaviors you want to create. So while
Oh, no, what I was going to mention, too, is we can describe actually what fast track is. I believe we got some time here. We can take a couple minutes here.
Yes.
What fast track is, So what fast track is, everybody, it is a fun game that Beamer developed. And originally we had teams of eight, and then they've gotten it down to teams of four people. Excuse me, for four people. So what you do is you have a captain that monitors everybody's statistics each week. And what they would like you to do is do a minimum of two, setting up two appointments and then getting people on the Beamer and being able to do actually two sessions. And I'm trying to remember the third point that we also do, but you get points for all of these items. Then within your team, if you sell one or sign one person up as a distributor and they purchase, you get more points. And during this four-week period of Fast Track, they are also having weekly meetings. And these meetings are with all the people that are involved in Fast Track. And what they're doing is a progressive learning the behavior of just going, wow, okay, I just need to talk to two new people this week. Okay, you got 7 days to talk to two people. And it's just a matter of getting in the practice, the behavior of doing that, because people aren't going to show up at your door and knock on the door and go, oh, by the way, are you a Beamer distributor? Hey, I would like to learn more about this. It doesn't work that way. You've got to get out there, and you just need to share it with people. But it's a numbers game. And the more people you share this with, the more opportunities you have this into the homes of individuals and change their lives. And so, it, like I said, it's a great way. You'll make some lifelong friends. You'll get some people on your team that you don't know at the beginning. And by the end of it, you guys are friends for life. So is there anything else that you'd like to share about it, Belinda?
No, I'm actually leading a team, and what I loved was I had somebody that was involved in Beamer a couple of years, but really hadn't been doing anything, and she got involved, and she said, you know what, this really, it does take work, but it's easy. There's a lot of tools. So, you know, even if you've been with Beamer for a while, it's a great way to learn the behavior for success. But I'd like to give some assignments to our Beamer family here about some things that they can, action steps they can take this coming week so that they can have great success. So do you want to go ahead and share those action steps that we have outlined for their assignments for the week, Greg?
I would be more than happy to. You're going to make me the bad guy. I'm going to give everybody homework. Oh, no. Well, it's going to be fun homework, everybody. We're going to have some fun this week. So number one, what we want to do is do some role playing. And so we're going to do that by pretending like we're calling up different prospects. So get with your mentor, get with one of the individuals on your team. And if you don't have that, get with a family member or someone where you can just practice. And this is where we just practice introducing the Beamer and maybe calling a prospect. And take your time, get the feedback from the individual that you're practicing with, and then this will alleviate a lot of that nervousness that you might have or the being timid about things. The more you do it, the more comfortable you will be. It's no different than driving a car. Remember when you were a teenager and the first time that you sat behind that steering wheel and you put the seatbelt on and they said, okay, the accelerator's on the right, the brake's on the left, and how nervous you were about, oh, my gosh, we're moving forward. I got to turn the steering wheel. Go, oh, I hope I don't hit anything. Well, look at where you are now. Now you're able to cruise around, not a problem. Everything is second nature to you. It's no different when you are doing things with Beamer.
We want things to become second nature, and that's why they've developed all these wonderful tools to be able to help us become so successful. And a huge shout out to Brad Horn and all the marketing department in Beamer, John Villasenor, and even our regional directors, everybody, Bettina Torres, and oh my gosh, Stacey DeVore and Casey Conrad and Belinda herself here with us. We have so many people, I couldn't name them all, that have provided all these tools. So the next homework item is to find 3 to 5 friendly prospects to reach out to. Okay, so now we've practiced. Now we want to reach out to 3 to 5 people and also let them know that you would like to just kind of practice with them, and this is going to actually allow them to get to know Beamer in a very simple, comfortable manner. And always remember to keep it simple. I cannot tell you how many people I have worked with on my team, and I'm still working with, that want to make it more difficult because in their mind, they want to be very specific, they want to be exact, and they're going out and instead of sending just the links that we have, they're wanting to download these things, they're wanting to print off items and physically send things by mail when they could just very simply text an individual. You want to keep it simple and keep it duplicatable, because I even have a client that contacted me saying, you know what, your distributor contacted me, and actually it started to turn me off because they were making it look like so much work. There's no way, and in my practice, there's no way I could do this with my clients. I don't have the time for that. And I said, no, let's keep it simple. Let me work with you. Can you send this video to them, the 2-minute video? Yeah, I can do that. Great. Can you send them the 8-minute story? Yep, great. You want to set them up with a 3-way phone call with me? Sure, good, done. How's that? And they're like, that's easy. And I go, exactly. You want to keep it simple, even though there's those of us who are very type A and we feel that everybody else is type A, that is not the case. Not everybody is like myself, where I know all the medical terms and the whole bit. So you've got to keep it simple. And in society nowadays and in marketing, different things there, they literally try to keep things at a 6th grade level. A 6th grade level. Can you believe that? But by keeping it very simple, listening to your client, answering their questions, being respectful of their time, all of this comes into play for setting up those appointments and leading back to what we call Bob, and that's bodies on Beamer. The more people that you get on the Beamer and introduce Beamer to, the more success you will have. It's as simple as that. Nobody's going to come knocking on your door if you're sitting behind all 4 walls and you're just wondering, what do I do? We need to get out there, get outside your comfort zone, and when you do that, that comfort zone will increase, your abilities will increase, you're going to make more friends, and you will understand why Beamer is so successful and we're continuing to grow each and every day. So with that, is there anything else you'd like to add, Belinda?
I'd like to add one more action step. Is I want everyone to get in the e-learning and watch the appointment setting videos and modules and download the associating documents so that they can really learn deeply of what we were just talking about. And next week we're going to be talking about making a presentation demonstrating the Beamer. So we're going to be using the step 3 in the e-learning tab of Blueprint for Foundational Success. You could even watch that in advance. So I'm going to say, you know, don't worry about getting it right. Just get started. You know, you'll get more and more comfortable in making appointments as you go on. So, Greg, I'll let you leave with the final parting words.
All righty. Well, before I say the final parting words, I want to give a special shout out here to Belinda Casper. This young lady, everybody, if you didn't know, she volunteers her time like myself, and she puts these formats together along with Casey Conrad so that we get this information out to you, and we all work together as the Beamer family. So we are coming from our hearts to help you become successful. So with that being said, our ending quote for the day is, sometimes the biggest mountain you have to climb is the one that you build in your mind. Don't worry about getting it right. Just get started. So with that, everybody, enjoy your week. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to your mentors, your upline, and we will see you all next Monday.
By an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.